This is the Tech Talk for Accountants show with your host, Andrew Lassise, where every week we have a new guest to discuss the latest technology, apps, tips, and tricks to help you improve your accounting firm. This episode is brought to you by Tech for Accountants, an IT firm that specializes in cybersecurity for the small accounting firm. Many of our clients used to work at big firms that had all this crazy security and then went to work for themselves. And while they knew it was important to have great IT security, they just have too many other things to worry about and don't have enough time to actually learn this stuff. What we do is help bridge the gap so that even small accounting firms have great security at a fraction of the cost of doing it themselves, and it's all done for you. We offer listeners to the show a complimentary IT audit and consultation. Just go to tech4accountants.net/podcast. And you can book a free IT audit. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. Another episode of Tech Talk for Accountants show with Allison Ball of Lissio, my favorite person in the space.
So, I'm glad he said in the space, because I'm sure his wife would be like, excuse me?
I mean...
Who's Allison?
Yeah, my favorite person in St. Louis at this moment there while my wife is back in Florida.
There we are. Right.
Yeah. So, Allison, how's the show been for you guys at Scaling this year?
Oh, I love Scaling New Heights. So I go way back with Joe. I met Joe in 2005. So, I mean, I don't even want to say how many years that is. That's like 100 years ago.
100 years.
It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's exactly
23 100. Minus 5 equals 100 years ago. This is your 100th
anniversary. Yeah. But watching him build Scaling New Heights, you know, for the past 15 years, it has been such a joy to see what it's like from where it started to where it is now, and what it's doing for the community, and how excited everybody is to be here. And then if you take all the education and then you take the amazing vendors that are here, the sponsors, like, I don't know. It's like, it's my favorite show.
Yeah. For me, it's like it's like summer camp, because I've met so many of the vendors and attendees like over Zoom. Yeah. And, you know, when we were here our first year, last year, we had maybe a couple hundred firms. And now this year we have a couple thousand firms. Yep. And so like every day, like when during the breakouts, people are like,
customer.
They're like, hey, I'm a customer and I love you guys. And then, you know, the prospect will come up, say, what do you all do? And then that person who was just gushing is like, you have to use them. They are the best. And it's like, that is a great testimonial.
Well,
right there.
Also, when a customer is selling to a prospect, you just stand there and you just watch the magic.
Yeah.
Same thing happens with Lissio. We have a very high penetration in this group, and people come up and they say, you know, Lissio changed my life, or, you know, I don't have sleepless nights anymore, or my clients actually respond now, or I can find things. And so it's a fantastic thing to, you know, to see that in action and to hear from your customers, to meet them, but also get that opportunity for them to talk to prospects, and like they're selling for you, and you're like, okay, my work is done.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I'll
just sit here and let you do all the talking. And I mean,
smile.
You know, they speak each other's language better than, you know, as much as we want to be able to know like word for word exactly what to say, what the pain points are, and how we solve them. Like, you will not hear it any better than from a
peer
happy customer who is
peer to peer.
Yeah.
So it's the best, purest form. Because they really have no skin in the game.
Exactly.
I mean, they have like they have skin in the game, but they have no axe to grind. They're like, I'm going to tell you, this is how it works for me.
Mm-hmm. And so, speaking of, you had said Lissio is helping change people's lives. What are you gushing about this morning?
Okay. So this morning we're starting to get the testimonials coming in from the course that you star in, Andrew. And what's super fun about that is that we created, so just to back up here, talk about, well, what course is she talking about, and why would Andrew and Allison and Randy Johnston and Don Brolin and Steve Perkins collaborate on a course? We realized that with the FTC safeguards rule kicking into the penalty phase at June 9th, and then the always, I think it's been since 2019 that you've had to have a written information security plan for under the WISP, under IRS Pub 4557. But a lot of people, the AICPA reported that a huge percentage of their members. They actually said the majority, but they wouldn't say the exact percentage. This is AICPA, or not in compliance. So we realized that there's an issue there. And so we decided to take, and one of the things about Lissio, and of course about, you know, Tech for Accountants, is that we provide easy compliance, right? FTC safeguards rule, IRS Pub 4557, you know, you're not allowed, really not allowed to use email to transmit any, unless it's encrypted. Who can deal with encryption? So you kind of start going down that rabbit hole. And then when you look at the publications, they're not written really in a way. They tell you what you need to do and like zero on how.
Right? Yeah. The first Pub 4557 we did was for my own accountant, who funny enough is not a client, but
should be.
Yeah. He was asking me just as Andrew, the tech guy,
yeah,
for Rush tech support.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah,
this thing came out.
We're going
out
in the Wayback Machine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is 2019 when, yeah, everything changed
when
for us
out,
and when,
yeah,
we started focusing exclusively in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading through it and I was like, as a tech person, this is great. As somebody that needs to comply with it, they are not going to understand any of these things.
It's like, I know how to drive a car, right? I have absolutely no idea how to hook up the computer that's going to give the diagnostic and then spit out, like, what do I do with all those numbers and things that come out? Absolutely no idea.
No one does.
And so most of the accountants and practitioners out there of any kind, whether they're a bookkeeper, an accountant, a CPA, a pro advisor, whatever, what have you.
You don't know how to diagnose a car. You know how to drive one.
That's right. And I think most of the accountants and bookkeepers and practitioners out there will find that they know accounting, but what they don't know is how to comply with all of the IT geeky things.
How dare you?
Well,
that's,
yeah,
our word.
But it's a special skill, right? It's a special skill that I personally, for example, do not have. And so when you're faced with a document that has a lot of requirements that say what you need to do, but no information about how, what ends up happening is that you get that kind of deer in the headlights look. And then the AICPA actually has said that a majority of their members are not in compliance with Pub 4557 and aren't even aware of the FTC safeguards rule. So you've got this huge problem out there. And then what's going to happen, I think you said this last time we talked, Andrew, is that what's probably going to happen is that the FTC is going to make an example of somebody. And so you don't want to be that person, right?
Right.
So we collaborated on a course that is done in a really fun way. And it's done in, like, instead of Men in Black, it's Accountants in Black. And we have Agent 4, which is Randy Johnston. We have Agent 5, which is Don Brolin. We have another Agent 5, which is Steve Perkins, who's the CIO of Hogan Taylor, which is a top 100 firm. And then you are?
Agent 7.
Agent 7, reporting for duty.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe number 7 in the list, but number 1 in your heart.
There you go. Yeah. So what I was kind of, so the course is called Complying with IRS Publication 4557 and the FTC Safeguards Rule. And then the subtext of it is, step-by-step guidance for firms of all sizes. And our goal with the course was to make a fun, engaging, self-paced, McNugget-sized, like, that each lesson is, you know, no more than 10 minutes, and you kind of step through the lessons. You can take it, you know, all in one go. It's 2 hours. Or you can take 10 minutes at a time in between meetings, what have you. We don't mind. But the idea is to kind of inform you, show you how to do it, demystify it all. And then we give you a really comprehensive list of, and I mean, I think we're at 38 different downloadables now, which are policies, procedures, sample WISPs. We've got the Tech for Accountants WISP in there, which we recommend for sort of small to medium sized firms. We've got the IRS WISP in there. We've got a large firm WISP for really Mac Daddy big firms. And you can kind of pick and pull, and you can edit, and then all the attachments that are required are there. And all you need to do is edit them and tailor them for your firm. So you can get a really quick start. We also give you all the resources, recommended resources, like who should you go to, you know, for how, what firewall should you use? What, you know, all those types of things. So that's been really fun. So what I was crowing about this morning is we got a recent, just last night, this came in from a woman named Janet. I don't know Janet. And Janet wrote probably 150 word
We were all like tearing up at
review, but I want to read a piece of it. She said, prior to the course, I was feeling rather hopeless and was just ready to throw in the towel. I want to do taxes, not write technical documents. I already had about 99% of the security measures in place on a hardware and software level, but bringing this all into a cohesive document was a seemingly insurmountable task. Now I have a plan. And we were like, So the reviews are starting to come in and they're 5-star reviews. People are loving it. So tell me about your experience in doing the course. How was that for you?
So the course, you know, I spent so much time in thinking, how am I going to do it? And this is, I think, everything in life. It's like you can plan how things are going to go and how you think it's going to go. And then like you turn on the camera, you put on the glasses and the jacket.
Because he's Agent Seven.
Yeah. Agent Seven has to dress up, look the part. And then it just, you know, flows. And just in retrospect, looking back at it, it's like, I mean, we do this all day, every day. So of course I know it. But also like when I was teaching it,
yeah,
you know, because like I'll teach it to employees and like, here's how to do your job, but changing the lens of here's how you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
And here's what this means and trying to simplify it. Cause I'm usually talking to tech people. So when I'm saying, well, you know, go through and BitLocker this, if I say that to anyone else,
they go,
that's not a verb.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to know things on several levels. So taking a step back and just how do we explain this in ways that people will understand, make it not just like eye roll tech guy saying tech
words.
We don't scare.
The goal is here is not to scare anybody, right? It's to really take it down to the level of you can do this and we're going to give you all of the resources. And then the cool thing is if you decide at the end that you really don't want to do it, that we, you know, for example, you could go to Tech for Accountants and say, I actually think I've got most of these things in place and I want to use you to, you know, to be that qualified individual, that qualified, you know, entity, qualified provider to meet the FTC safeguards rule. Cause that's one of the things that's going to kind of bite some people in the hiney.
Yeah. It's almost like it was written. I was literally talking to somebody yesterday and she's like, what's stopping me from just doing this myself? And I said, well, literally like rule number one of the 9 is you have to hire someone. She's like, BS, show me it. And I pull up FTC.gov. She's like, I can't just do this because I don't have real world experience.
So here's the thing. You can, but the problem is going to be if you have a problem and then you're audited and you've said you said you do it and then you don't. And so that's where you don't want to skate on. And I think for me, peace of mind, like having a firm like you guys take care of it. Like I think of Lissio as also a peace of mind tool because one of the rules in both in 4557 and in FTC safeguards is that you can't have personally identifiable information over unencrypted email. Well, who's going to encrypt an email? Have you ever seen an encrypted email? We actually show you what an encrypted email looks like in the middle of the course in Dawn's section. It literally looks so sketchy. You got to click this big blue button, like click here. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Like
it looks
so
exactly
scary.
Like the phishing emails, which is why they look
exactly like that. Like a phishing email. Like and we teach our clients like not to click links in emails, right? And then we're like, oh, you got to click this. So
do not click anything except for this. You can trust this, but if you click the wrong thing, you're out of business.
Right, right. Or you've given away. You know, you've just given away the keys to the kingdom. Yeah. So it's so interesting. So given that most people aren't going to do that, like making security seamless and automatic, just the way the banks did with us. And giving us an encrypted app that we can use where it's encrypted at rest and in transit, and also streamlining all the communications and bringing it all in one place so that the team can see it. It just kind of comes like, that's why Lissio as a brand decided to like, well, the Grove, Lissio is the force behind the Grove, but the Grove isn't about Lissio, if that makes sense. Mm. There's only 10% of the content on the Grove is about Lissio. But that's why we decided to do it, because what we want to show is where it makes sense to use the different providers, including Lissio, to have the security and the streamlining and just have a better life. And that's really what we're all about. Your brand and ours is like, and the promise of the Grove is help the accountants and bookkeepers to have a better life, including being able to sleep at night.
Yeah. And
that's what you're selling is peace of mind.
Right. It's similar to insurance, except for people I don't think are afraid to use it the same way where,
right.
where it's like, oh, well, I don't want my rates to go up.
It's not going to make your rates go up. It's
literally
yeah.
what you are
yeah.
paying for. But yeah, going through the course and just you understand how, like, this is a very big topic and breaking it into bite-sized pieces. I know for myself, and I'm so ADD, but like if it's a 2 to 5 minute chunk, I can get the big picture and then, you know, come back in and dig into it. So, yeah, I want to be conscious of your time. We're about to have the big rush here. So, yeah. Allison, where can people go to see the course?
Yeah. So just go to thegrove.thinkific. So THINKIF as in Frank, I, C as in cat, thinkific, thegrove.thinkific.com. And Tech for Accountants has a special code, which is TECH20, TECH20, and you get 20% off. And so this is the only thing on the Grove that you actually pay for. And the reason is that the value is when you go through and you see all the downloadables that you get, your eyes will literally pop out of your head.
And these are documents that were written by lawyers thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And there's a
like
lot
based off of it, you know, still have your professional check it. But I mean,
we're not giving legal advice in the course. However, we are taking these documents from very reputable sources, including the IRS. Right. So, and Randy Johnston, CPA, Don Brolin, CPA, certified fraud examiner, Steve Perkins is a CIO for a top 100 firm, and you, Andrew, with all your credentials, you know, leading, you know, CEO of Tech for Accountants. That's the brains that are behind this. So we're pretty sure we got something that you could trust and you can run with. And then the good news is it just gives you, we literally give you everything you need. And then the only thing you have to decide is, do you click the easy button and go with a managed service provider like Tech for Accountants, or do you put it together yourself using the recommended solutions guide? In which case, we're going to tell you what firewall you should use for your size of office and what VPN and et cetera, da, 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 all the way down, right?
Yeah.
So it's a choice. And the lucky thing is that we just give you everything you need, and then you'll be able to make an informed choice and see what you want to do, and you have all the resources to do it.
Fantastic. Well, Austin, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for having
me
be part of
Agent
the course
Seven.
And everything. Yeah, yeah, Andrew, aka Agent Seven. Thanks for tuning into the show, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Talk for Accountants show. I hope you enjoyed today's guest. And remember, you can go to tech4accountants.net/podcast to book a complimentary IT audit conducted by a technician certified by the AICPA in cybersecurity. Again, that's tech4accountants.net/podcast.